Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we will throw this over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
Appreciate you guys. Speaking of players lost in the last year, we just lost the player in this intro known for blowing the ball foul. Lenny Randle passed away at the age of 75, I believe, like a week ago or something like that. So just not stopping, man. It's really sad. I heard that intro and I'm like, oh, God, we lost him too.
People be dying.
That happens, huh?
I think I'm going to die.
I think so, too. I will. No, don't want to.
At some point.
Yeah.
Jordan, don't get in the car
I think
tonight.
Sooner than later. Just calling it now.
Let's hope not. Come on. We're all going to live into our 90s here on the show, guys. All right? Fair or foul? 90s plus for all of us. I say fair. All right. Real fair or foul, though. Let's start with the Los Angeles Dodgers because they just cannot stop.
Those guys still play baseball?
Apparently, and they're spending a lot of freaking money on doing so. They are still rumored to be in the conversation for the Japanese star pitcher that is going to come to
Rookie Sass.
Yes, Major League Baseball this season.
Rookie
Sasaki. He is meeting reportedly with a handful of teams. Mariners aren't included in that, but the Dodgers have been known to be in on that conversation. They also just re-signed Teoscar Hernandez to a 3-year deal. So, relatively similar.
Took less money.
He did, because he wants to win another World Series. I get it.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, fairly similar to their team last year, just minus Walker Buehler and possibly plus a Roky Sasaki, guys. Fair or foul, we should just give the 2025 World Series trophy to the Dodgers right now.
I feel like we did this last year.
Yeah.
And it was right.
It's like, yes.
We're like, as soon as they got Shohei, we're like, all right, well, congratulations to the 2024 World Series winners, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And
they did win.
And they did win it. I would say fair, but it's just because the team is loaded already. Like, whether they get Sasaki or not, like, they still probably have the best odds to win the World Series. So, fair, but not because of being able to get the other great Japanese player.
I'm the opposite of you. I will say foul. I am not going to crown them. I think it's twofold. One, remember when the Dodgers were left for dead? And the Padres were going to advance. Okay. There's that. And that reinforces my main point on this is that baseball, she's a weird bitch. She really is. sometimes things just don't go your way. Baseball is a game of streak. Baseball is a game of situation. If Aaron Judge doesn't drop that ball in the fifth, if there's just so many ifs that I think baseball is one of the true games that you still have to play on the field. That when Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, yeah, you're cooked. Yeah, you're cooked. You can't stop that. You just can't. Baseball, because it's a stop-and-go sport, because it's a pitcher versus a hitter, if some guy gets that extra juice on it, gets that extra move on it, Shohei strikes out. Are the Dodgers the best team in baseball? Yeah. Are they favored? Of course they are. Should they? Yeah. If they don't, will it be a surprise? Of course it will. Baseball, to me, is still a game that's played on the field. I will say foul.
All right, I like it, but
wrong.
Right last year, so yeah, just freaking give it to him.
Like this texter says, I put Omar below A-Rod defensively, but not around the Hall of Famer because of steroids. Yes, the answer is yes. A-Rod's on steroids. Omar Vizquel's not.
All right, guys, fair or foul number two. Get into a debate about a couple of other now current Major League Baseball players instead of former, but two free agents left on the market. Probably the biggest names hitting-wise, Alex Bregman and Pete Alonso remain unsigned. Seeing this came out in the last 20 hours or so, there are reportedly 8 teams interested in Pete Alonso. That would include the Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox.
Blue Jays already have a first baseman.
I know. I don't think the Mets, though, are going to be in on that conversation. It doesn't sound like that the numbers that they're asking for, at least Boris and Alonso are asking for, which apparently is around 6 years, $160 million, $180
million. Looking at the Prince Fielder deal,
which was 9 years, $214 million with Detroit back in 2012 as a comparison. I cannot believe Pete thinks he's going to get that. On the other side of the coin, Alex Bregman, there are 2 reported suitors for him. This came out in the last week. The, once again, Toronto Blue Jays looking for infield help, and then the Detroit Tigers as well, who are trying to add to their really surprising good young team, guys. But nobody has signed them yet. They've both kind of been rumored to sign with the Mariners, but M's haven't done anything. Fair or foul, Alex Bregman and Pete Alonso won't sign with anyone before the start of spring training.
I'll go first on this. Pete, I don't know. I think Alonso is the real I don't know. And probably some of that is Boris, but I also think that I don't know where Pete best fits. I think his style of play and what he's going to want for money, I don't know who really takes that seriously. Now, Bregman, on the other hand, I think Bregman knows his market value. And I think teams know his market value to where Pete's looking for a high leverage contract. Where Bregman's already got a big deal, he's just looking for market value. I love Bregman in Detroit. I hate Alex Bregman. I love him in Detroit. Put him back with AJ Hinch, put him with some kids. He's instantly the leader, the captain of that team. As an Indians fan, I hate him in Detroit, but I think that would be an amazing fix. Pete, I don't know where he fits best. Like you mentioned, the Mariners need a first baseman. They would love him. I think Pete would fit really well in Texas. I think he would fit really well in the Mets. I think he might fit really well at the Yankees. I think there's a lot of places that Pete Alonso fits well. But I just don't know if anybody's going to really give him what he wants, which means he'll sit for a while. So I'll say fair on Pete, foul on Bregman.
Will sign before spring training.
So foul on the whole thing, because I think Bregman will sign.
Okay.
I say foul on the whole thing because I feel like they need to take note of what happened last year.
Snell and Montgomery.
Yeah, now granted, pitchers versus, you know.
Totally.
Hitters and fielders.
But I think you're on to this.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
I think it is a bad move to hold out for what? Oh, I want 5 million more. I want 10 million more. I want I want 2 million more. I don't know what deals are being thrown out to them. I can imagine Bregman's isn't bad.
He turned down 6 years, 149, 150 from the Astros already.
Well, I mean, and what was the report?
I could see the Tigers do 6, 175. Well, they need him.
Well, what was the report?
Like in name only, not just on the field.
What was the reports early on that he wanted like 240?
Oh yeah, way more than he's
I think
he
thought the
get.
Yankees or Red Sox would go after him.
Am I wrong on that though? No. Like was that the initial reports? Is that what they were asking for? Just kind of like, hey, let's start high.
Yeah.
And then work our way down.
And come down $65 million.
You just said the barometer was the Prince Fielder deal, which was $250 million.
Well, that was
$1.
Pete Alonso is I read today.
I mean, that frankly, they're kind of in the same category. Yeah, third baseman versus first baseman.
I'd rather have Bregman than
slugging
Alonso.
Yeah, like they're valued probably pretty similar. Maybe Bregman slightly more because of the defense.
I can see Bregman in a Tigers jersey with A.J. Hinch.
Makes sense.
Bringing the band back together.
I'm going to say foul that they saw small sample sizes of players that did not get to their teams in time for the season, for spring training, and how it went for them. Snell turned it on late. Montgomery never
Snell
turned it on.
Snell could have won the Cy Young last year. He was that good in the second half.
I'm going to say foul that they both signed before spring training.
All right, we'll see what happens. It's interesting to hear about
the
guys.
Alonso one is the weird one for me. I think Bregman will get it done.
I hear you, but when guys ask for way more, and that's what we heard about both of these guys, just kind of asking way above their station to start free agency. You saw what happened to Jordan Montgomery last year. You saw what happened to Blake Snell last year. Worked out for Snell, didn't work out for Montgomery. So I wouldn't be surprised if one of two of these guys ends up flailing just because of having to deal with an SE process this offseason.
By the way, next week we should probably talk about how the Blue Jays are in on every free agent, but don't sign any of them, and they're studs they want to trade. So,
well, at least they're in on them.
Food for thought. Well, they're in for them to build a team, but they don't want to re-sign their studs. So, I mean,
from a team that's actually at least talking about signing free agents and making offers to a team that isn't.
Well, absolutely squad douche.
Making trades or anything.
Squad douche.
Miami Marlins. Squad douche Mariners.
Miami Marlins.
I know. They're actually going to trade Sandy Alcantara, as far as I know. Like, no, somebody's going to get that starting pitching prize from them. And they already did a deal with the Yankees this offseason. So they actually have done more than the Seattle Mariners. They have literally done nothing besides releasing Josh Rojas, releasing Luis Arias, getting rid of a couple of other, like JT Chargois, small bullpen piece, and signing a minor league catcher. They have done nothing on the open market. There have been talks that they turned down a... who's the Japanese pitcher for Boston?
No, it's Yoshida.
Yeah,
the left fielder. Or the right fielder.
They reportedly turned down a deal for Yoshida and Tristan Cassis. I swear there's a
for Luis Castillo.
Yeah, for Luis
Castillo. It's
because
Yoshida makes a lot of money.
Makes a ton of money. They need hitters, but they don't want to take on any money.
I think the outfield of Julio and Randy and Yoshida would be pretty rad.
Or Victor
Cassis at first.
Victor Robles would have been great in the outfield and play any of those guys, the fourth at DH.
I like that.
It would have freaking worked, but they don't do it. They have not shown any willingness to spend money or make moves, even though there are still reports that they're dangling Luis Castillo out there as a trade piece, guys. Fair or foul, Jerry DePoto and the Mariners will not make any moves before spring training.
I'm going to say foul. I'm with you on this, and I have it on my list of I've got a big list of stuff I want to get to in the offseason of things that have gone down. I teased Cooley's Red Sox to talk about them and what they're doing, and that's kind of the conversation we're having right now. So I've got the Mariners on that. The fact that the A's are outspending the Mariners like is laughable.
Twilight Zone.
I think it's fascinating that Luis Castillo is on the market. His contract, they don't want to pay. And so that's why they said no to the Yoshida because they don't want to just take on the same salary, which I think is dumb because I think Yoshida and Cassis are an upgrade and you would still have the best rotation in baseball. But I can't believe they're going to sit by and do nothing. Now, what they do trade for, I have no idea. I really liked them in the Bellinger deal. I really liked them in Bregman, Roki, all this kind of stuff. But they've kind of faded. DePoto is a guy that does stuff.
They're spending less money now than they did on their payroll in 2017.
But DePoto loves to do stuff, so I have to believe he's so. I will say foul. They will do something. Yosef.
I'm going to say fair. They won't do anything. And when I say don't do anything, I actually mean they're going to trade for some middling mid-reliever.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't count.
No, it does not.
So,
but there's no Pete Alonso. There's no Alex Bregman. There's no Alcantara. Like,
there's not even going to be a Justin Turner, in my opinion, at this point.
No, ouch. Jeez.
Well, they got
doom
out,
and gloom.
They
over
outbid
there.
The Dear Guardians Christ. For Carlos Santana, and Carlos Santana picked the Guardians.
Yeah, I think if
came it, home, baby.
I came think home. If they would have done anything, it would have been done by now.
Do we need an armed guard outside the booth for Suicide Watch over there?
I think we are going to actually get an armed security guy for this building.
We do need one.
Once our upstairs tenant moves in.
Can they check in? Why, is it like weed?
No, it's like steel or something like that. Oh. I don't know.
Worth money.
Can they check in on
Schultz? They put in a flagpole.
Can they be Google Calendar shared with Schultzy to make sure that whenever he's in the building, they got to come down and check on him?
Hey, you okay, kid?
Are we good, guys? You good? Yeah, hand on the stun gun.
You gonna stun me so I don't off myself?
That'd be a good radio bit. We need to do more radio bits like that on air. Eat this. Eat a spoonful of mayo, Patrick.
I'll pay you $1.5 million if you want to
be a pull a hairdresser on me. We need to do more stuff like that.
Ew.
We need to bring back old bits.
That is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. So you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.